Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning I'd like you to think about imitation. Two-year-olds do imitation really well. I speak from experience. Maybe you know how a two-year-old operates. What I've learned about two-year-olds is that their main way of learning is through mimicking and imitation. So in our household, just recently, we've had these things happen. Mom and dad will lock the slider door, go into the backyard. Miles has figured out how to unlock that door and get out there. And he's actually broken the lock to get out into the backyard. So we've figured a way around that. We put an extra lock on, but mimicking, imitating mom and dad. Mom and dad, especially dad, like going into the cupboard to get snacks. Somebody's figured out how to get into that cupboard and place a stool down and step on that stool. And he mimics the behavior. He imitates, trying to figure out a way to figure that one out quite yet. And then dad gets a little excited about March Madness and might say a few things as he watches basketball. That two-year-old's watching. And he gets excited and raises his arms when the games go on. And I'm thinking, I need to kind of tone it down a little bit. I might be showing some not so good things, some excitement that he just hasn't seen. I get a little wild with basketball. Imitation. A two-year-old does it. Now, Paul is bringing up imitation here. This is what this is about. Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind amongst yourselves. Have this mind amongst yourselves, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who though he took the form of God, did not count equality with God as something to be grasped, but he emptied himself and took the form of a servant. Have this mind among yourselves. Now in the Greek, what he's basically saying is imitate him. Imitate Jesus. Pastor, I don't want to imitate. I've been in the church years. Two-year-olds imitate. I don't want to imitate someone. But that's what this text is about. Imitation here this morning. Imitation is something that we don't really value all that much, but it can be an important way to learn and show that we're learning. Paul wants us to imitate Jesus' movement of humility. Not imitate thoughts or reading what Jesus has said, but his actions of what he does. Imitate his actions. Jesus goes from the skybox in the stadium where he can see everything to the nosebleed section where he can't really see all that much. Jesus goes from a status which everyone would say is amazing to a status that no one could hardly recognize. Jesus goes, in this text Paul is saying, Jesus goes from someone who's involved in a harmonious, perfect relationship, the Trinity, to dysfunction, down to us, with all humanity. Paul says this, though he came in the form of God. That word might seem a little misleading. I want to explain what he's actually saying there. You might think Paul's saying, well, you know, the form of God, maybe Jesus came and his outside looked like God, but his inside was something else. It wasn't God. That's not what that word means. Paul would have chosen a different Greek word, schema, but he said morphe, which means the very essence, the inside of Jesus was God himself. Now, Jesus never said that he was God. Read the Gospels. Never said it. But in this text, it's maybe the highest statement of who Jesus was. It says not only on the outside, but the very inside of Jesus was the very substance and essence of God. 100% God. But Paul goes on as an argument here in Philippians chapter 2, and he says, he became in the form of a servant. Same word is used, morphe. Now you might think Jesus on the outside looked like a man, but on the inside he wasn't. That's not what that word means. What Paul is saying here is that in his very innards, his guts, he was a human being. And he came and served. Do you see the movement that Paul's talking about? Jesus had the highest position. He came and served. Paul says, imitate it. Not just read about it. Imitate it. I think imitation is a challenge, and it probably was for a lot of people who were there when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. Many of the people there, as we read the Gospels, they hated Jesus. That's just the truth. They wanted to kill him. Those who wanted to kill him were the Pharisees and the scribes and the leaders and the Sadducees. They were hanging out on the sideline trying to catch him, like maybe he would heal on a Sabbath Sunday. They could write it down and document it to report him later. Or maybe he slipped up and said something that went against their teachings. They were just seething behind the scenes. They hated him. They weren't moderate. They hated Jesus, trying to trap him. And they absolutely did not want to imitate him. Actually, they wanted Jesus to imitate them. They wanted Jesus to act with their perfection in the way they operated in the community. They absolutely did not want to imitate Jesus. But that doesn't describe any of us here, I'm sure. But then there are people in the crowd that wanted to run away from Jesus. They didn't want to imitate him. They wanted to run away. We know in the Gospels that many of his disciples actually did run away from Jesus. In John 6, he taught a hard teaching. He said that whoever feeds on my body and feeds my flesh, a hard teaching, they will have eternal life. And the moment that Jesus says this, look it up in John 6, it says the disciples, some of his disciples said it was a hard teaching. And they ran away from Jesus. They didn't want to imitate him at all. Now, I don't think that describes very many of us here either. You're here in church. You're not running away. Then the Gospels, I just want to point out, show most people want to kill him, they don't like him, or they want to run away from him. But then there's a third category. There are many people in the crowd that just liked him. They didn't want to imitate him. They just liked him. They thought he was a nice guy. You know, there was a study about 10 years ago, this is kind of dated, but I still think it's relevant, of a young pastor in California. He did a study of 20-year-olds and what they thought about the church and Jesus Christ. It was interesting what he found out. There was good news and there was bad news. The bad news was this. This pastor discovered that most people in their 20s and 30s, this was 10 years ago, felt that the church was not a great place. Over and over again, they said this. They said the church was political on both sides, way too political, negative, and judgmental. That's not so good news. So what was the good news in the study? The good news was the 20 and 30-year-olds said they had a very high view of Jesus. They really liked Jesus. One person said, I'd kind of like to hang out with him. He's a cool guy. He could relate to me and understand my trials and tribulations. Another person said, I really liked his viewpoints. He really upset the establishment, one person was quoted saying. Another person said, boy, I really liked that he's not like all the other religious leaders. I liked him. He was authentic and he lived a good life. Now, what I want to point out here is that Paul's not saying like Jesus. It's not like Facebook and you just hit like. I want to like Jesus. Paul's saying, take it further. Imitate him. Have his mind, which was humility. And very few people in the crowd that day did that. They hated him. They ran away from him. Or they just kind of sat on the fence and just thought, man, he's kind of a cool guy. I guess he's nice. That's not what Paul's saying here. He's challenging us to imitate Jesus. Now, imitation can be a good thing. Maybe you know this from your own family history. Is there something in your family that is so good and pure from its beginning that you can't change it? Maybe it's a family recipe that's been passed down throughout generation to generation. You can't just add in mayonnaise. That recipe's got to stay as is, as wonderful as it is. Or is there a family tradition that you have that is so pure and good on Christmas or Easter that you can't change it? It's just great to do it. You just imitate it year after year after year. Notice that the things that Jesus offers, my friends, are so pure and good that we could never go beyond them. Think of it this way. The Lord's Prayer. That's possessive. It's His prayer. It's His prayer. Now, we offer up prayers and we offer thanksgivings, and that's good, and it's certainly good to pray as we feel led. But the beautiful prayer is the Lord's Prayer. It covers all things. We could never improve upon it 2,000 years later. Or think about the Lord's Supper. It's not your supper. It's not Peace's supper. It's the Lord's Supper, possessive. The Lord's Supper. We offer grace and unity and forgiveness to one another, and that's good, but it's the Lord's Supper that is the excellent example. We just imitate it. We just offer it as it was 2,000 years ago. So also with humility. Jesus was 100% God and became a servant, even lower than the lowest human, so to speak, and He served. That's to be imitated in our lives. But watch out. Someone might be watching you, and they might imitate you. But guess what? When they imitate you, they're actually imitating Jesus without knowing it. Back in January, Peace started something interesting. Just awesome. It was called the Backpack Ministry. It's been a hard year to really be connected to community. So I want to share with you just a great impact this church did. Back in January, something called the Backpack Ministry began at Peace Lutheran Church. How many of you have heard about that in our newsletters? And awesome. So a lot of people know about it. That was really spearheaded by Diane Crocker at church. We asked for donations. They were given to Diane. We also took collections and in-gatherings, and we got some grants from Thrivent, which is fantastic. And these bags were put together. Diane shared with me on Friday that Peace Lutheran has helped put together 75 bags. Now, each bag's about $60. That's really good. And 50 grocery bags that have been distributed just since January. Now, those bags, I got one right here. Pretty cool. Those bags, I'll put one outside right after church. These bags are filled and they come with a list. You may know this, a list of supplies that are inside. And this is what is handed out. A man named John and his wife Trish Borowski are receiving these from Peace Lutheran Church, and they are handing these out to those who are in need all the way from Eugene up to Salem. This has happened for 2 months. On Wednesday, you may have seen this too. The featured article in the Gazette Times was, let's see, John and Trish Borowski, help for the homeless. Talks about what they do, making sandwiches. And guess what happened at the end of the article? I don't like to brag about it, but I'm bragging about you. Not me, I'm bragging about you. It talks about the items came from Peace Lutheran Church. And it mentions Diane Crocker. Well, that's great. It's great to get publicity. Fast forward one more day, Thursday. Phone rings at church. Lady in the community calls and says to me, Pastor, I read in the paper the article that was there about serving the poor and homeless, and I want to do the same thing. I don't know you, she said. Now, I don't even know if she's a Christian, but do you see what just happened there? She was imitating one of our members who was imitating Jesus. That's what we're talking about. That's the difference that it makes out into the world. The pattern is Jesus sets the example of humility. Then we follow, and watch out. Somebody in the community is going to watch you. And without them knowing it, they are actually going to be imitating Jesus in their actions. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, Pastor, no one should imitate me. I've got a lot of mistakes in my life and flaws. Sure, we all have flaws and mistakes. Imitation is not about perfection. Let me repeat that. Imitation is not about perfection. In fact, some people who make the greatest flaws and who make the greatest mistakes in life are the best people to imitate because they shine forth God's grace and give the glory to God. Pastor, I can't live an imitatable life. I don't have lots of people that follow me. I only have 2 followers on Facebook. What are you talking about? I'm not a celebrity. Do you have children? Do you have grandchildren? Do you have a friend? Do you have a neighbor? Every single person in this church is imitatable because you follow Jesus. And I believe, and I don't like to go, you know, make these wild statements, but I believe this, that right now in the world, we are living in a time period where people are wanting to imitate anything. Social media. I'll imitate anything out there. And what I say is this, no better people to imitate than the people of Peace Lutheran Church because they have imitated themselves after Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray about that. Dear Lord, we thank you for today. You don't just give us words that make us think, but in actions, you showed us how to humble ourselves, to think about the high places that we're in, and then to think about taking that lowest place as Jesus did. Lord, we pray for more examples like what we heard about in the paper this week and what we hear each week at Peace, that we would shine forth, that we would reflect Jesus in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.